This is Ketsiarelian, KetsiaurElian. From a nurse practitioner, this is for patient Carl Weiss, CARLWEIS. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia and the aging process, as well as cardiorenal syndrome and history of BPH. Period. His renal function have remained stable with a BUN of 19 from 19, creatinine of 1.34 from 1.21, and GFR of 53 from 58. There is no activity in the urinary sediments and no evidence of proteinuria. The latest pelvic ultrasound dated 8/23/22 reveals no evidence of bladder outlet obstruction. However, it does reveal enlarged prostate, which is causing indentation and protrusion into the bladder neck and base. The patient follows with Dr. Onyishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I, urologist, and states he recently saw him in, to go over his biopsy results, which Dr. Onyishi was not concerned about, period. He denies any urinary symptoms at this time, period. Next line, his history of nephrolithiasis, NEPHROLITHIASIS. He is asymptomatic and denies passing any renal stones, period. BPH, the patient had suspicions for prostate cancer in the past and had undergone 15 biopsies with Dr. Onyishi, period. He states Dr. Onyishi is not concerned at this time. However, he still has enlarged prostate and continues to follow with Dr. Onyishi on three-month basis. Next line. Hyperlipidemia, which is stable on pravastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Next line, coronary artery disease. That is post. Pacemaker and defibrillator placement in May. Of 2022, period. He follows with Dr. Ahmad, AHMAD, cardiologist, period. Since the patient has no active renal disease at this time. We will reevaluate this case in 6 months with lab work. Oh, hypertension. Blood pressure today is 133/75. And he weighs 147 pounds with a BMI of 22. Period. He is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen. End.